The Metricon pre-game interview.
Shane Birch for Metricon. He's going to fire the first couple of questions at Brett Campeely. After I turn Birchie
on. You on first.
Brett, at the start of the season, one of Bell Park's success criteria, I suppose, would have been to make finals as an improvement area, and you've done that, so you've ticked that box. But, of course, a win in finals is what you would desperately love, and you get that opportunity today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we sat down at the end of last season, a very young developing squad with a developing coach. So, yes, obviously finals is your aim at the start of the season, and to tick that box, we're really happy with that. And first and second's both playing finals, which made a big thing as a club to have both sides playing finals. Of course, you'd love to win a final. You'd love to win a final, so we'll see what happens in the next few hours.
And you've got some handy inclusions today. Hamish Lucas returns and Jack Sasevic, obviously, very quality players there. Just looking at your playing list, a lot of clubs sort of are on the socials with players that have recommitted. What does your playing list look like for next year, and have players sort of stated their intentions for next year?
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, having Jack and Hamish back, they both didn't play last time we played South Bowen, so it'll be handy inclusions for that. And the retaining's been terrific. We've actually retained our whole senior list. There's only one that hasn't, and that's only for maybe moving down, relocating in Melbourne. But he is still debating the relocation, and yeah, so we've actually re-signed our complete list from this year, which is great.
Piggy, as much as things change, they stay the same, and we look out there and Mark Nolan's still umpiring and controlling a reserves game of footy. He was umpiring games you played in.
He was, actually. I was just actually trying to guess Mark's age, and I reckon he'd have a couple on me, so he'd be
75.
He'd have to be, yeah.
Six in still front hasn't of made a great decision.
Oh, gosh. Stop it.
Oh, drive-by.
Oh, written, boy. Spoken, and authorised by Matt Kirsch.
That's not us. Piggy's not getting involved
there
either.
He was thinking it. Oh, I said it.
In the end, it was Leopold winning the reserve grade contest here. Kicked three goals into the breeze in the last quarter. James Saker is proving to be a very astute selection as coach going back a couple of seasons ago. Obviously, first year under him, obviously has to develop some kids, but also do some recruiting. But some of the recruiting has been really smart as well. And I look at, obviously, we haven't seen the best of him yet, but I think we will when we get a chance to get hopefully into September deeper for you guys in Mitch Mahardy. Eli Pearce has proved to be a really handy acquisition as well, and then obviously you throw in, getting more Wareham and Worm and guys like that, and all of a sudden you've got some consistency about a lineup that you can put out there that's going to compete with everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've had, obviously Eli's new this year, and Jakey Nyhill was really progressing really well with us, young guy that's unfortunately had a shoulder reconstruction. But James is all about development. When we were lucky enough to appoint James, we were very honest with him about our list and where we were at, and what we believe we needed. And we believe we had enough youth, but we obviously need to tap into some experienced players to benefit that. But it's all been about, since James has walked in the door, it's all about just being better, promoting youth, and seeing what we've got in youth. And we hope he's already signed for next year, which is great, and we hope to continue that. And see what we've got, and we can hopefully add for where we're a bit deficient, we can add to. So it's exciting times for the club to be back playing finals footy, which is, I think it's 7 years now since we've played finals footy. So it's back playing with a young list. Is exciting, and James has been a massive part of that. Yep.
And to have Hamish Lucas and Jack Sasevic getting opportunities at the VFL, and Hamish really grabbing his and becoming a key part, and only probably getting squeezed because of the fact that the Cats in the end were probably too healthy for his sake.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Hamish has been true with us. I mean, Hamish has he's come through. Auskick Hamish, he's one of our boys that's been right through, and he's been a star virtually since a very young age. But he hasn't really over embraced, I suppose, the TAC Cup and that sort of stuff. He's just been happy to play at Bell Park, and I think he's just realising how good a player he is. And I think the footy public know that as well. So he's onwards and upwards. He's just a ripper, Hamish, ripper kid. And I mean, we had him early in the year, thank God, for a fair bit, which qualified him for us. But in the second half of the year, Geelong have pretty much been selected every week.
Somebody must have known something when they gave him Tim Sheringham's number 7 too. That what jump number wasn't being given up lightly, was it?
So absolutely not. That's something we do cherish, and Tim's actually still senior runner now, so Tim's involved, and I think a little bit, went underway there, and I think Tim's obviously very happy for Hamish to have his number 7, for sure.
It's a bit of a free hit today, isn't it? Because most people outside of your club think you're going to lose anyway, because you got belted by 80 points 3 weeks ago. So I mean, I'm not saying that's what the coach is saying.
No, it's an understandable statement.
But that's probably what most people are thinking. So it's a bit of a free hit, like, go and play your best. Like,
it is a free hit.
The pressure's probably on South Barwon more
for
so
sure,
than you guys.
For sure. And look, obviously you go in from when you're inside the four walls, you obviously go with a level of confidence when you go into a game. I think the scoreline of 91 points last time, I think, looks South controlled the game and were dominant. But I think we sort of put the cue in the rack fairly early. And when you get those late goals, probably it pushed the scoreline out, obviously, a fair bit. Look, they were dominant all day and controlled the game, understandably. But as I said, Lucas Suswick didn't play. We had a few guys injured during the day. No excuse. They're a great team. I mean, they were last year's runners-up. But we give ourselves a small chance.
So is the next bit of improvement from the team, and probably from the club, but from the team, is you've been belted a little bit by, let games go a bit,
yep,
versus you've won some good games as well, bringing the worst and the best a bit closer together?
Yeah, I think that's a fair call. That's a fair call. I mean, James is a teacher too, so sometimes when the game's out of control, he does like to have a look at different things. He opens things up a little bit, which probably isn't flattering for a scoreline.
Which he admitted after the South Barwon game.
Which is flattering for a scoreline. That's not defending that. We do have to get better in that area. We've still a long way to go, but I mean, you've got a young list, and you're not going to get that week in, week out consistency from a really young list. So I think as the list develops under James, his education's terrific. I think as the list develops, hopefully those gaps will decrease and we'll be in games for longer against good sides.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong. Check out metricon.com.au. Speaking with Bell Park co-president Brett Campioli. He's Matty Kershaw on krockfootball.live.
I think I do have my finger on the pulse with the young kids in Geelong. He was talking about his young list.
Hang on. Quickly, St John have got injury update. Matt Kershaw's broken his arm patting himself on the back.
He's got the jokes out here today.
It's a Sunday. Kingy's gone.
Long day yesterday, boys. Long day.
It
was a long day.
You talk about your list and you have a look at it. And obviously, Benstead and Patton are probably your two elder statesmen, which is funny enough to say. But the rest of them are extremely young. And you have the kids coming through, like blokes like Zach McGuinness, who may get drafted.
Yeah.
He's a potential. Kobe George, who played senior last week, played really, really well.
Yep.
He's another one you've got coming through the ranks. You've got Hugo Macundo, who I reckon is going to get drafted next year. He's a very draftable kid. Then you've got blokes like Oscar Riccardi and Uriah Hollard, who are only out of the VFL Falcon system in the last 2 years, plus the rest of your kids. That's why some of those scores, can get away from you a little bit, because your younger list's not experienced enough to probably, stopgap those big margins.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously with the older states, but I think that I think Stevie and Pato are the only two that have played finals before. So we're going in very young with a list. I think Benny Lloyd joined us in 18. And so, 17 was our last final series. So very young, very raw. Even our recruits, and James is very keen on recruiting guys on the younger side. So even, Mahardy and these guys that have come in, and Pierce, they're only babies, they're only just kids at the game. So, a lot of development, a lot of youth, but I think youth doesn't let you down. Youth's exciting.
It seems South Barwon's done the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how they're both, they're here and it seems to be working for clubs.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the stage of topping up now. I mean, if you're confident enough with the group of young ones, you've got to invest. And that's the best investment clubs can make is in their youth, for sure.
I shouldn't forget about Reece McWaters and Matty Jones, who played Falcons but that's probably the most important thing over the next couple of years. And you talk about, you're developing your kids. But, in 2 years' time, you're going to be running out with 24 points.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and the point system is obviously, there's conjecture over the point system, isn't there? Like you try and bring a kid in from another local club, and all of a sudden they whack 3 or 4 points on you. So it's a thing. You want to bring the best kids into the footy. But that's right. The points do come down. We have got we're sort of either 1 point or 3 points at the club. We've got all our youngs that have come through, or the young ones we've brought in, which carry a few points. And when we get like Oscar available and Uriah available on the same day, both being 5-pointers, it just chews your whole side up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, the longer they're with us, the less points they'll be, and it's exciting. Yeah.
We've spoken with your counterpart at Newtown and Chill, Sean McWilliam, who's stepping down at the end of the year. We've had a few presidents pulling the pin. Matty Gibson's going at Colac. We've had Jock McMahon telling us that he will pull the pin after 15 years. You've been in the role solo. You've shared it. What's the future look like for you, Piggy?
Yeah, I suppose that's an interesting question, isn't it? I suppose my wife's not with your knee piece.
She was around the corner. Be careful. She's lurking.
You always shut the door when you answer.
She's lurking, Piggy.
Yeah, it's the same thing as everything. I mean, and it's a great little group, the president's group. It's like Sean, you know, and Gibbo and Jock. You can tell these guys are really good friends. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them. And I think although we've all got a bias towards our club, it's a bit of footy that we're all involved with. So to see those guys pulling the pin, look, it all depends on what's underneath and which direction the club wants to go. We've probably restructured a little bit now. I mean, my official title now is AFL Football Director within our club. So it's sort of going around the board and going around different titles of what your position is. I suppose externally I'm just still the senior footy president, but...
Let's simplify it.
I'm a very simple person, Kingy. Roll with me. But yeah, it's a matter of just the strength of the club and people underneath. And yeah, you're always big about, same as I suppose with Sean and with Jock. You want to make sure there's someone coming from underneath you, because you invest a lot in it. It's a big investment of time, and you know, you don't want to, not that there is, but you want to make sure the time you've invested is invested well, and someone that comes in and to replace, you want to make sure they've got the same sort of values, the core values, and they represent the club accordingly. Yeah.
So we spoke to Sean a bit during the year. Obviously, there was the conjecture with the funding for your rooms. It ended up at Newtown, that ended up back at Bell Park. Can you give us a bit of an update on where that sits in terms of, we know you've got the funding, but in terms of those works being done?
Yeah, those works being done. I mean, fortunately, it's more of a female-friendly change rooms, which will be situated between the netball courts and our back oval. So our historic Alex Risen Pavilion won't have many changes as yet, which we're well in need of that as well. But it does give the girls somewhere to get changed and the junior footy, so that it'll be a great addition to our club. And the whole Newtown Bowl Park thing, I think, was blown out a bit. As soon as it came out, I rang Sean and spoke to him. And I said, look, this isn't it. It's virtually a council decision, not a personal between the clubs. And I said, you're going to read a bit, hear a bit, and there's going to be a few supporters from each club that starts to, you know, yelling out and bagging each other and that sort of stuff. But between myself and Sean and clubs, it is what it is. But yeah, another benefit of the club, and you've been out to our place. We're in a pocket here where they've spent, $7 million here. They've spent a few million over at Joey's, and Ammo's always getting upgrades, and we're just sitting there the same as we were, and, you know, 70 years ago with nearly exactly the same facilities that we started with. And not through a lack of our guys that are on the grants committees, they work their butt off.
I've got Roger Blacksell trying to tell me something, but I'm on air, Roger, talking to Brett Campeely, so I don't know what you're trying to tell me, but please. Yesterday's call was unreal. Thank you very much, Roger. Appreciate that. Former president of South Barwon and cooker of a wonderful burger as well down at the South Barwon Vandal, though that's not happening at the moment. You do have a nice fence, though.
Fence is good.
That's a cracker.
Again, that was sort of self-funded. It was just an idea from our president of our board, who was up Horsham way, and was speaking to them, and they sort of said how they set up, how they funded it, and how they paid for it with sponsorship, which we've done exactly the same. So we're virtually, you know, just selling pickets, that sort of stuff. So it's pretty much self-funded. But it's an addition. It's just dressing up a bit of mutton, really, isn't it? I mean, it just makes our old ground look a little bit more presentable with a nice fence. But it's still a work in progress. We're working really hard, as all clubs do, to try and get the infrastructure and get everything else right. But it's ongoing.
Anything we can do to help, let us know. Piggy, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Great to have you jump on carrickfootball.live. And it's funny you talk about the camaraderie amongst the presidents. Little Jock said the same thing, didn't he? We're rivals on the field. We care for our own backyard, but in the end, we're all mates and it's all about community. So
yeah, for sure.
Great to have a chat with you. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, boys.
I know you'll ride every bump.
There we go.
Hopefully for your sake, through to a first semi-final. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Brett Campeely joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The Metricon pre-game interview.